Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Pastor George Pearsons and my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons. And we are really thrilled to be with you today to be able to talk to you about the development of your faith.
Praise God. It's important. You know, God wants you to develop your faith because He wants to walk with you. And God has called us here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries to be faith specialists. That's the core and the heart of everything that we're doing. We talk a lot about a lot of things, but all of it, all roads lead to Rome. Romans 10, 17, actually. Romans.
That's right.
All roads lead back to faith. Teaching faith, talking about, as Keith Moore said, this is faith in the morning, faith at noontime, faith when the sun goes down, but it doesn't stop there. We got faith going all the time. Night long. I mentioned it yesterday that even my grandkids, thinking ahead, even my grandkids won't go to sleep unless they're hearing a faith message going beside their bed. I love that because that's how even they are developing their faith. And so it's important to see why is faith so important. Because let me read this list to you. We went over it yesterday. We'll just quickly refresh. We can't be saved without faith. We're healed by faith. The Christian fight is the good fight of faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith puts out the fiery darts of the wicked one. Four times the Bible says the just shall live by faith. And then one translation says, and by faith the just shall live. So faith brings us life, so much more. But the greatest reason for faith is the Bible says we can't please God without it. What pleases Him? Well, according to Hebrews 11:5 and Genesis 5, you put them together, it's walking with God.
That's right.
We have
to walk with God.
By faith.
So what we did too, we identified that the measure of faith is imparted to every believer. We read that yesterday from Romans chapter 12. In verse 3, it says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." And so that measure of faith, each one of us has that. We have the faith necessary to be able to live our lives in Christ. But now what we need to do is develop that faith. And so we looked at Hebrews 12:2 that said, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, or the perfecter or the developer of our faith. So the first step to developing your faith is to receive Jesus as the author and the finisher of your faith. We did that yesterday. We made this declaration of faith. I received Jesus as the author and the finisher of my faith. And so every time you put your faith on the line, or every time you exercise your faith, or every time you take the Word of God, believe it, stand on it for whatever it is that you're believing for in your household, your business, your ministry. Every time you do that, you are developing your faith, and Jesus will develop that faith, just like a trainer in the gym will help you to develop the muscles necessary to be able to lift the heavier weight. And that's the same thing with faith, Terry. You can lift heavier weight where the development of your faith is concerned. Whenever the devil tries to attack, the stronger you are, the more you're able to resist him, the more you're able to receive from God, the more you're able to keep what you've received from God. And that's what the development of our faith is all about. And so many people don't know this. They don't realize that faith needs to be developed. So step one, receive Jesus as the author and the finisher of your faith. And step two is now...
Okay, let's talk about step two. We have to go to Romans 10, 17. This is a cornerstone scripture in the study of faith. And it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. This faith that we live by, this faith that we walk with God by, you're going to have to extract it from the Word of God. Now, since it is the Word of God, God does nothing apart from faith. Everything He does is because of love, but it's also full of faith. Love is in it, but love is in it by His faith. He puts love in everything, by his faith. So we go to the Word, it's permeated with faith. And when you look at it and you read it and you listen to it, then faith is there. And as we continue on this week, we'll see then how faith continues to be developed, but it starts at that point. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. This will take a few minutes, but this is the big picture of this faith that comes from the Word of God and why the Word is so important where faith development is concerned. Okay, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us. Wow. This same kind of precious faith. You have to value faith, precious faith. And he valued it. And he said, for those that have the same faith and will value it the same way we have, what does he say? We have obtained it through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So this whole letter Peter's starting out with is centered up in faith. It's centered up in those that have taken hold of faith and believe. Now, verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied to you. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Well, let's don't just read past that like it's just a, hey, how y'all doing? I hope y'all's day having a good day. No, it's not that. Grace, the power he's imparting, releasing his faith for grace on their behalf. What is grace? Let's take a moment. Grace is God's free offer of his power for us to be everything he wants us to be, to do everything he wants us to do, to have everything that he wants us to have, from natural provisions to the insights and revelation of God himself. Grace to be, to do, to have everything that he wants us to do, to be, and to have. Wow. But that is tied to faith. And here's how: grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now tell me, where do you get the knowledge of God? It's knowledge of him that shows us what he wants us to have, what he wants us to be, what he wants us to do. It's knowledge of him. Well, he didn't expect us to just figure that out, think it up, make it up in our own mind. That'd be chaos. But he made it very clear. And where is that? Where do we get that knowledge? Let's keep reading here. Verse 3, according to his divine power hath given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Everything is wrapped up in this. How? Through the knowledge of him that's called us to glory and virtue. But now here's the big part. Verse 4.
This is it.
Hereby are given to us exceeding great precious promises. So precious faith comes from the precious promises that by these you may be a partaker of the divine nature. The divine nature is all wrapped up in the grace of God. That's what being born again is all about. But he said, look, faith for that. Faith for that grace. Faith for that. All that the divine nature has for you comes out of those precious promises that God has given to us. So what can we surmise with that, George? The Word is the answer to everything.
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 Praise God.
It gets us to the answer to everything.
No,
it reveals
it
the answer to everything, because faith comes from the Word. And by that faith, we can walk with God, walk in grace, walk in those precious promises, walk in that divine nature. So putting the Word first doesn't mean, well, we check that box, now we go on to something else. No, it means it remains a living first place in everything. It's constant in our lives, and we are totally dependent on His Word.
God's Word is the first word. I like this. And the last word.
Yep.
The first word when you're facing something in your life, let it be the word of God, because that's the answer to whatever you're facing. And let it be the last word. Don't let the devil have the last word on this situation. It's the first word and the last word. And so we give the word of God first place. We make it final authority. But why do we do that? And I want to answer that question for you. Why do we give the Word of God first place? And Terry, these things that we're about to list out to them, these are things that I learned when I first came to work at Kenneth Copeland Ministries so many years ago, almost 50 years ago now. And so these are some of the very basics, the basics. And it's good to do recurrent training where basics are concerned. You keep going back over it and be reminding yourself what the foundation of the truth is all about. So to answer the question, why do we give the word first place? Well, first of all, you need to know God and His Word are one. When you look at the Word, you're looking at God. When you read the Word, you are hearing the voice of God. It says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You know, people talk about being able to develop the ability to hear the voice of the Lord. And it begins by hearing the voice of the Lord in this book right here. This is a letter from God to you. And you read it and you hear His voice in the same way. In the same way, we have a book here by Brother Copeland called The Force of Faith. And when you read this book, you start reading the words in the book, you hear the voice of Kenneth Copeland. You have a book about an encounter with God.
Yes.
And so you hear Pastor Terry's voice when you're reading the book. Same thing happens with the Word of God.
That's
true. You hear the voice of God as you are reading the Word of God. And we find that God's faith and our faith combine with God's words and our words. They come together to form an invincible team that cannot be defeated. So God and His Word are one. That's why we give the Word first place. God's Word is His will. It's His will. It says in 1 John 5:14 and 15, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, which His will is His Word, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. And I like what it says in John 15:7 in the Amplified Translation. If you live in Me, or you abide vitally united to Me, and My words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, you will be able to ask whatsoever you will, and it will be done for you. So God's Word is His will.
It's so a strength to know. If you know what the will of God is, then you can have faith in that. You can't have faith beyond the point of what you have knowledge of. So here's some other reasons why we put the Word first. What we do with Hebrews 4:12, for the Word that God speaks is alive, full of power. And since it's alive, since it's full of power, according to the Amplified Classic, it makes the Word active. It makes it operative. It makes it energizing. And it makes it effective.
Praise God.
In other words, the Word of God has the power within itself to bring itself to pass.
Yes.
When you have faith in that Word, then that the power, the life, the energy of the Word goes to work on your behalf. Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You know, you have to eat food that's got life in it for it to give you life. If you try to ingest something that doesn't have life, it won't give life. But the Word of God is full of the life of God Himself. Why? Because when God speaks, creation happens. When God speaks, life happens. When God speaks, the things are energized. His life is in His words. God's Word is God speaking directly to us, directly to you.
Yes.
You know, Pastor, you said that we hear the voice of God. But, you know, some people read the Bible and they don't hear the voice of God. Right. They're not looking for
it.
But if you'll listen for the voice of God, the Holy Spirit is the one that communicates that to you, and He will talk to you with the very tone of voice that you need to hear from the Word. So the Bible's not just a book. It's God-breathed, it's God-indwelt, it's God-inspired, and it's personal. It's so God that it will speak directly to you for your situation. Here's another one. I love this about Psalm 119. Mm-hmm. God's Word will stand forever. Verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Yes. But think about this now. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. It's pages of Psalm 119. I don't know, over 100 and something verses. But every single verse, every one of them, specifically talks about the Word of God. It calls it His testimony, says your law, your statutes, everything. It identifies the Word of God and its value. Every verse. Hallelujah. And one of those verses says that He has exalted His Word above His name. Praise the Lord. Now, I have something I wanted to say right here, George. I love this. I was thinking about it. So don't assume you're putting the Word first. What you have to ask yourself, just assume you are, but did you ask yourself, what does the Word say? And I have thought of a story. So Aubrey was a teenager, and Jeremy is 7 years older. Our son, 7 years older than our daughter, and she was complaining about me. Imagine it. So they're in the car together, and she's complaining. All mother says is, what does the Word say? What does the Word say? You just ask her about that. Well, what does the Word say? And then you want to know, well, what does the Word say? What does the Word say? And so Jeremy, who had been through that same stage, right? But he looked at her and he said, well, Aubrey, what does the Word say? Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so he'd already been through that. What does the Word say? What does the Word say? And so, but he learned by finding out and asking, what does the Word say, and putting it first, it worked for him. Mm-hmm. So in his great wisdom and counsel, he said to her, well, Aubrey, what does the Word say? And now she can say that to her own kids.
That's right. I was just going to say, that's one of the gifts of being a grandparent.
Yes.
Is watching that happen again.
Yes.
Let me mention something to you about a point that we made here. God's Word is His will. This is a very, very basic foundational truth. The faith begins where the will of God is known.
That's right.
Faith stops at the question mark. And when you have a question mark about something like, is it God's will for me to be healed? Faith will have a hard time overcoming that because you're not accepting what the Word is saying about that.
Or you don't know.
Or you don't know. You've never been told that or have been taught that. But faith begins where the will of God is known. And faith stops when there's a question mark, but the Bible answers every question mark there is for the covenant provisions that He has given to us to walk in.
And you know, it's our responsibility. It's not God's responsibility to heal you because it's His will, just because you don't know it's His will.
Yeah.
Okay? He has mercy, and that's wonderful. Right. But at an early point in your Christian development, He expects you to find out what the Word says, and at the very least, be hungry for it. At the very least, be searching. You know, is it God's will? And don't presume. And that's not only in those big general things like healing and prosperity. It's also His will specifically for our lives. He'll speak to us right out of the Word and what He wants us to do in our lives.
Yep. Let's do this last point here very quickly. You know, giving the Word first place in your life. We have an example of this in Luke 10. This is 38 through 42. This is talking about Mary. Mary, when Jesus came to the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
So not Jesus' mother.
Not Jesus' mother, but.
Okay.
Yeah, Mary. And so in verse 39, Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. What is she doing? She's putting the word of God first place. In Psalm 16:11, it says, in your presence is the fullness of joy. And it says in James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. But now Mary was sitting and listening to the word. Now here's Martha in verse 40. It said, but Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. And she came up to him and she said, Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand and do her part with me. I mean,
she's a little on the bossy side.
She was. But the Lord replied to her by saying, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. And, you know, Gloria has a great quote about this whole thing. She said, Jesus fed thousands with a few loaves and fishes. He could have supernaturally prepared a banquet for all of those present at Martha and Mary's house that day. And in verse 42, it says, but one thing is needed. One thing is needed. And the Amplified Bible says this, that which is to her advantage, giving the word of God first place is to our advantage, our disadvantage. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. The Message translation says, only one thing is essential. Another one says, Mary has chosen the most important thing. And I love this. This came out of a teaching that Gloria Copeland did. She said, where this is concerned, you have the same choice today. There are still many things to be anxious and troubled about, and more things to do than time. And there is still only one thing that is needful. And that one thing is to give God's word first place in our lives.
So, you know, putting God's word first is, it's the, what you do at the top of the day, but it also means that it has the supreme authority. It's the first word. But it's also the last word, which means that in that what does the word say? That should be an ever present question that the Holy Spirit can prompt you with at any time. You have to be open to it. You have to find out. Don't presume that you know.
That's right.
Don't presume that you're living by that. Yep. Stop. Question yourself. First Corinthians, 2 Corinthians says, test your faith to see if you are showing the proper fruit of it.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been talking about bits and pieces of this, but you can get a full story of how to develop your faith here in Faith, How It Works by Brother Copeland.
That's a free,
MP3.
Yeah. And that, what you can download.
Four messages.
Yes. Ooh. And this is one of my very favorite series. This was actually BVOV broadcast when that broadcast was an hour long, a weekly broadcast. Yep. I was producer of these, so I was there.
You were there.
I was there when he was making those, and they were so rich back then, and they are equally rich now. We go back to this series a lot.
And you need to know that faith is a force, and it will move the mountains in your life. And this book is going to help explain to you how you do that, the steps that you have to take to it. So really, these two together, I call these the power twins.
Yeah.
These two together will give you the information that you need to develop your faith and get strong. Get strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
This little book on faith is one of I think the first book that Brother Copeland ever wrote, and it will describe the nature of faith. So here's how you can get yours free.
Are you ready to unlock the force of faith in your life? Kenneth Copeland Ministries would like to send you the power duo of faith teachings in the Faith That Sets You Free package. You'll get Kenneth Copeland's book, The Force of Faith, and his audio teaching, Faith, How It Works. Take a deep dive into God's Word to discover what faith is, how you release it, and how it can bring victory to your life. Faith isn't just an abstract idea. It's a spiritual force, and it's already inside you. Learn to develop your faith by hearing the Word of God, and then release it by speaking it out. When you learn to use it, no challenge, whether it's sickness, financial struggle, or fear, can overcome you. God has placed a force within you that can move mountains. It's time to tap into it. Get the Faith That Sets You Free package today and step into a life of power, purpose, and victory. Develop strong faith that is based on the Word of God. Get your free copy of the Faith That Sets You Free package and receive Kenneth Copeland's audio series, Faith How It Works, and book, The Force of Faith. Order today by going to kcm.org/TV special or calling us at 800-600-7395. Both resources are also available as digital downloads. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Take the Word of Faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
I want to talk especially to those new viewers, those of you who maybe this is the first time you're watching the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, or maybe you just got introduced to Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Our heart's desire is to get the Word of God to you. That's the motivation that we have for doing what we do. And that's why we're offering this absolutely free. The power twins of how you can learn to develop your faith and get stronger in faith so that you're able to be able to live your life in the fullness of everything that God has for you.
And we love every opportunity we have to be a blessing to you. We're thankful to everyone when you order these, and you know, some people put an offering in with that and help us get this same kind of materials to other people as well. Well, we appreciate that. By faith, we receive it, and by faith, trust God for Him to multiply and increase that offering and that gift back to you to meet your needs. You know, in the kingdom of God, when you give, nobody loses.
That's
you
right.
Give, other people are blessed, but then God gives to you and He doesn't ever run out.
That's right.
So we love that opportunity to give and appreciate all of those that respond and are blessing back to KCM and how important that is. You know, I would love to hear from you, Pastor George, and I would love to hear from you about these broadcasts and us being on and how it's been a help to you and what you're learning or anything. We really like to hear and know that you're out there and that you're sticking with us through this week. Until tomorrow, don't miss it. Remember this, God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BBOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from, discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.